put it, the issue isn't whether you have convictions, but whether you're using them as a measuring stick for everyone else. Today's message cuts through the noise. Know your absolutes, hold your conscience with humility, and stay fully convinced before God. This could change how you see faith, judgment, and freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series, Absolutes and Principles of Conscience. And if you are enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is change the hearts so that we change the public square. And it gets the gospel message going out each and every day across our state, connecting the public square with the word of God. So thank you for your generosity. If you haven't yet jumped on, I want to encourage you to do that today. We're laying a foundation so that FPIW and FPIW Action can continue for years to come. All right, here we go. We are in Romans chapter 14, and we are going to look at principles of conscience and absolutes. Again, as I've been asked many times, like, why do you go through it so slow, and why do you go back to the same verses over and over? Well, if you're like me, you end up forgetting what happened yesterday. So by going back into it, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, I remember that. And it builds this repetition, builds this foundation within us so that we can be confident in our convictions. All right, here we go. It says, now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. One person has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only. The one who eats is not to regard with contempt the one who does not eat. And the one who does not eat is not to judge the one who eats, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. If you didn't listen to yesterday's devotion, I encourage you to go back. I think it was probably the best one out of all these so far. Listen to yesterday's devotion. Hopefully today is good too. One person regards one day above another. Another regards each day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. All right, so we're going to talk about how we view days differently, but the main part is we got to be fully convinced in our own mind on our principles of conscience. So when we think about absolutes, those are things that we just simply know are true because the Word of God tells us they are true. They're very clear in Scripture. They're repeated in Scripture. They're not one-offs. It's very well defined by the Word of God. When it comes to principles of conscience, we need to be absolutely convinced that when we stand before God, that God is going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And that is where we are today. He's going to talk about days. Now, I don't know that you or myself as an American citizen, Washingtonian, that we struggle with days as much as maybe the Jewish people did in their day. I do know that this does give us an example of what we need to look at in our own lives as principles of conscience. Are we ready for judgment day? Are we ready to stand before God and give an account on these areas of conscience, we might say? So believers may honor Christ differently on different days and observances. Do you assume your rhythm, calendar, or convictions is the only faithful option, and hold your convictions firmly before God without turning it into a universal measuring stick? And I think that's one of the things that we struggle with as we have a conviction from the Holy Spirit or from the Word of God, is that we make that end up being the measuring stick for everyone else. Yet God doesn't tell us to do it that way. He really tells us to have this relationship with him, that on these principles of conscience, we need to be able to stand before him in such a way, convinced in our minds. All right, so think about this as we go throughout the day. The absolute truth for today comes from Ephesians 3:12. And the reason why I'm taking an absolute in principles of conscience is because I don't want you to think that you can begin to say my truth, your truth, our truth, you know, all these kind of things where we we dilute the word of God to such a degree that there's no absolute truth anymore. There are absolute truths. And Ephesians chapter 3, it says, this was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 12, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. I don't know, did you see the absolute in there? Boldness and confidence, but it's through faith, not by works, not by what days or preferences that you may have, but boldness and confidence, access through faith in him. And it says, therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations or on my behalf, for they are for your glory. So thinking about standing before God, we can have bold access and confidence when we stand before God, being confident in our own mind. And how is this? We need to do this by faith. All right. It's not by works. Our convictions that we hold that may be a personal preference or a place that the Holy Spirit has convicted us of, oftentimes we make those demands in the public square. And God wants us to think through that. He wants us to look at those things and have a spirit of humility on the non-absolutes as we go. So why do we need to have this faith element? That when we stand before God, that we can see and know that he is a glorious God, he is a righteous God, he is a holy God, he is a God that is for us and not against us. He is a God who places us upon the rock of Christ Jesus. He is a firm God. We need to have this conviction because we need to take our faith seriously, right? It's not a whimsical faith. It's not a faith that just kind of flies by the seat of the pants, but it's a faith that really looks into the very things of God. And it needs to be serious about our walk with God. So on your preferences, are you honoring God with your conscience? In other words, are you fully convinced in your mind that this is something for you that you need to uphold? A mature believer can differ without fracturing fellowship. And so arising to maturity in these areas, we can have differences and we don't have to lose fellowship. You have to know where the word of God says is absolute and where God gives you space to make the decision as you stand before him. One more scripture is Colossians chapter 2. It says, therefore, verse 16, therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regards to food or drink or in respect to festivals or new moons or Sabbaths. These things are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. So even our preferences, our principles of conscience, the substance of those still belong to Christ. In other words, you can't have your absolutes over here and then your principles of conscience and you say, oh, all those are mine. I have those. Christ, don't comment on those. Don't speak on those. No. The principles of conscience that you have over here are also Christ, and you need to be willing to allow him to speak into those areas. And what may have been appropriate for you yesterday may not be appropriate for you today. The Holy Spirit will convict you. He knows your heart. He knows your soul. He knows the Holy Spirit inside of you, and he will mature you and grow you and put you in process as you go. So I hope that is encouraging. Think about your absolutes and your principles of conscience today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And we do pray that you will continue to teach us about areas that we can have differences between brothers and sisters in Christ and yet have respect. God, we know that the public square has become a demand for uniformity, that everyone thinks the same on vaccines, that everyone thinks the same on days, that everyone thinks the same about government, that everyone thinks the same about this and that. God, there's many of these things that you haven't necessarily commented on. Some of them you have. Let us be true to your word, looking into those absolutes that are very clearly defined in Scripture, and let us have respect and dignity for those areas that we just simply do not have the same principle of conscience or an agreement. God, would you go before us today? We pray for our elected officials today. We pray for the House and the Senate, both on the federal and state level. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through them, that there would be respectful dialogue, that the best interest of you and the citizens will be at the forefront of each and everyone's mind. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.